Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out this hour. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them. But we're talking about the top 10 myths about divorce. And Mark has the list, so let's continue.
Now, in regards to number 10, I just want to comment on
you
that real
quick. You know what 10
quick.
Is? What is number 10?
Oh,
you meant number 1.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't count these down.
Normally,
right?
You go in 10 to 10 to 1. Okay.
He said 10 and 9. That's
I thought
why.
It was 10 and 9.
No, it's 1 and 2. Go
okay.
ahead.
Well, is that? Could you read it again?
Because people learn from their bad experiences. Second marriages tend to be more successful than their first marriage.
That's a myth. It's not
right,
true.
It's a myth that people learn from their bad experiences.
Well, now, I've never been married, and I've never been divorced, but I can say that with each relationship, they've gotten better because I've learned from my past experiences and sort of gotten a taste for what I don't want and what I do want. Oh, I don't know.
I guess that's because marriage completely changes everything.
Yeah, I've never been married. I'm just in terms of relationships, they've gotten better as each.
I don't know that marriage completely changes everything.
I know some people are going to claim that their relationships are just the same, but you come home and you give these stories from people that you meet at work, just random customers that'll complain about how awful their relationship has become since they've been married, right?
The old dudes that like to hang around and look at the young girls.
Well, it's interesting to me that you won't listen to lots of types of complaining, but you'll certainly listen to somebody complaining about marriage.
I don't understand.
Well, I understand. You have a vendetta against marriage in general.
No, I don't. Yeah. I have no objection to the concept of marriage. I was going to get married to my last girlfriend.
I've known you for a very long time, and I say that with authority.
Well, then how do you explain that I was going to get married?
That you felt like you didn't have a choice. Like you were
there's a little bit more to that.
You were wrangled.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It was a voluntary choice.
I don't...
Yeah,
there was
a little bribery involved in that.
But I think there was a certain amount of coercion.
Yes, there certainly was.
Well, initially there might have been a little coercion, but not towards the end. Towards the end it was really more for we were going to get money. Out of it.
See, there's a reason behind it. You didn't want to get married because you wanted to get married. You wanted some money.
Well, anyway, I'm not totally against it. Let's go on.
Number three. Ian hates being put on the hot seat.
Yes, he does.
Number three. Divorce may cause problems for many of the children who are affected by it, but by and large, these problems are not long-lasting and the children recover relatively quickly. False. Divorce increases the risk of interpersonal problems in children. There's evidence, both from small qualitative studies and from large-scale, long-term empirical studies, that many of these problems are long-lasting. In fact, they may even become worse in adulthood. Number four, having a child together will help...
Do people really think that divorce doesn't hurt kids? I mean, kids are messed up by that stuff.
I think that it's so common that people do think that.
I see what you mean.
It is common. When I was growing up, I think I was one of the only ones of my friends who did not have...
Me too. I feel that way too. Yeah.
My parents were still together and still are, and all of my friends would go to their dads or their moms on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, I can understand what Ian is saying. Who wants to see their parents fighting all the time? I hated it when my parents fought.
It addresses that in the... shortly.
Okay.
Well, by the way, that's a tricky situation to be in. As a set of parents, you know, typically if a set of parents isn't getting along, they'll usually say, if they have kids, they'll usually say, well, honey, let's stay together just
right.
for the kids, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's the right thing to do. But I don't know. You got to wonder, is it better to keep two people together in the same household that are not liking each other anymore, that might promote more arguments and more conflict in the home?
Well,
or
wonder
to,
no
to
more. Number six
apart.
Addresses it.
Okay.
And the worst is when they start talking about each other, like, oh, your dad's such a jerk, or your mom is, you know, and the kid has to sit through that.
Tough.
That's awful.
It's really tough. Number four, having a child together will help a couple to improve their marital satisfaction and prevent a divorce. many studies have shown that the most stressful time in a marriage is after the first child is born. Not that that says anything about the statement, but couples who have children together have a slightly decreased risk of divorce compared to couples without children. But the decreased risk is far less than it used to be when parents with marital problems were more likely to stay together for the sake of the children. So this statement has nothing to do with the myth. Having children together will cause a couple to improve their marital satisfaction and prevent a divorce. not likely. I mean, if you don't get along, you don't get along. If for whatever reason it might be.
Yeah.
I think that they're you know, it might cause certain people to settle down a little bit. So I mean, there's probably a little bit. I'm not saying it's a large percentage.
Man.
Just saying some people might cause them to settle down a little bit.
I don't know what to say to that. I think it's an awful idea. If you aren't in a good relationship, don't complicate it by bringing a kid in.
That's good advice.
That's the worst thing that you can do, especially to the kid. I mean, look at what we just talked about with kids and how they react to divorce and how it's damaging to them. I mean, that's just not good.
And the sad thing is a lot of people think that way. They say, well, our relationship is bad, so let's have a kid, and it will make things better. It will bring us closer together, and
yep.
That's just not the case.
I think you're right. You know, the fact is that humans generally think they're different than other humans, but the best indicator of what's going to make you happy is what made other people happy.
Mm.
And if the evidence is that, and the evidence here appears to be that, well, it says slightly that if you have a child, you have a slightly decreased risk of divorce compared to couples without children. So I don't think that the evidence
that's
is
probably
very strong.
Only because people stay together for the sake of their kids.
Yeah. I think that, well, that and they're you know, having a child, the reduced value of their commodity is reduced in value on the dating market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, sorry, that's just the way that is. So I think you're right.
Okay, moving on.
Number five, following divorce, the woman's standard of living plummets by 73% while the man's improves by 42%.
I've never heard that.
I didn't either. It sounds like
seems to me
that's garbage.
That's outrageous. Seems to me that women make out like bandits after many divorces.
This dramatic inequity, one of the most widely publicized statistics from the social sciences, was later found to be based on a faulty calculation. The real analysis of data determined that the women's loss was 27%, while the man's gain was 10%, irrespective of the magnitude of the differences. The gender gap is real and seems not to have narrowed much in the recent decades. You know, I mean, I know that it's not fair, but women aren't as valuable in the job market as men are, because if I, as a male, could at any time, without any warning, come down with an illness that could separate me from work for
9 months,
3 months to 6 years, and now with the new laws that are in place, you know, as far as workplace fairness and all that crap, then...
Mandatory pregnancy leave.
Right, you're forced to take that person back. You know, I can see why I wouldn't be as valuable in the job market. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying that's reality.
Yeah.
So, and also...
Well, you're saying it's government. It's the government law that has imposed that. I mean, normally, if there weren't that government regulation, if that government regulation wasn't there that says, okay, if your female employee gets pregnant, then you have to pay her for X amount of months. You just have to keep paying her, even though she's not coming to work.
No, you don't have to pay them with the...
Yeah,
you
know,
they can just go.
But you can't leave, fire them.
But they have to rehire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in some... Okay, maybe it's not that way yet in America, but I think in France and some other more socialist countries,
right.
They do have mandatory pregnancy pay.
You read a story on the air, actually, about Britain starting that law, and it was...
Yeah.
They had extended it to like a year. You have mm-hmm. to pay them for a year or something to not work.
Right. So when there are laws like that in place, that's a serious impediment to women getting hired. But if those laws weren't in place, then it would just simply be an agreement between an employer and a lady.
I think it exacerbates the situation.
You get knocked up, there's a chance you lose your job.
I think it exacerbates the situation, but I think that there still would be that inequity.
Okay.
You know, and it's just the situation. Sorry.
Yep.
When parents don't get along, children are better off if their parents divorce than if they stay together. That's a myth. A recent large-scale long-term study suggests otherwise. While it found that parents' marital unhappiness and discord have some broad negative impact on virtually every dimension of their children's well-being, so does the fact of going through divorce. In examining the negative impacts on children more closely, the study discovered that it was only the children in very high-conflict homes who benefited from the conflict removal that divorce might bring. In lower-conflict marriages that ended divorce, and the study found that perhaps as many as two-thirds of the divorces were of this type, the situation of the children was made much worse following a divorce.
That makes sense. So it depends on the situation and
right.
How much is going on the home front. What do we have, three more?
Yep, four more, 7 to 10.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments, maybe you are someone who's been through a divorce or two and you'd like to speak to some of these, feel free. This is your show and you can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Cheap Superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, including updates. You just get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we continue to discuss divorce, the top 10 myths surrounding divorce. We're debunking them. And where's this come from, Mark? What's the source on this, by the way?
Rutgers University.
Rutgers University. So they've done studies.
Yes, so there's footnotes on this, for God's sake.
There are four more that we've got to get to, but we're going to go to the phones first and talk to Devin in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Devin.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, while you guys are just talking about divorce, our state legislature here is doing something to make it better for all those people.
Is that right?
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're going to charge each couple that gets a divorce $10 fee.
Well, that'll change everything.
There's not a fee for divorce already?
Well,
there's plenty of cost involved, you know. But they're going to make a fee, and it's all going to go towards, like, women's services type of...
Yeah, God knows it has to go through women's services. as though divorce is just a terrible thing for women. And then they'll tell you that, you know, the feminists will tell you that divorce is a terrible thing for women, that they take a shot in their earnings and all that gobbledygook. But they'll also tell you that marriage is a terrible thing for women, too. Apparently the only thing good for women, according
single.
To the feminists, is being a lesbian.
Yes, or single.
Seems good to me.
It's certainly not
persuading most women.
Well, it is only $10, and it's going to help people.
Yeah, right. That's great. Sure it is.
I'm shocked that there's not already a filing fee for divorces. You can just walk in there and get a divorce without paying the government anything. I mean, they charge you for a marriage certificate. Yeah. Why wouldn't they charge you for a divorce?
I wonder how much of the money will actually really go to women's services because, for example, the state lottery in Florida, when they... I don't remember exactly the history of it, but when they started that up, they claimed that they were going to give their money to education, but what they actually did was give it to a general pot, and then some of it went to education.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to do something similar with this.
Who knows? There's always some sort of bureaucratic sleight of hand that's going on behind the scenes. Devin, have you been through a divorce yourself?
Oh, no, I haven't.
I see. Are you married?
Yeah, I am.
Everything going all right? Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been almost 25 years, actually.
Kids?
Wow.
It's going all right.
You have kids?
Yeah, I do, and they're out of the house now. So
did the kids change your marriage at all? Was were the kids an emergency move to better the marriage, or did things pretty much stay the same for you?
It made things more stressful overall.
Really?
You know, but things just worked through. But it didn't make anything easier, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. How anyone could think that a kid is going to make their marriage better? I'm not sure. But, Devin, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Stressful, I would say, is the right word, right? I mean, even if you have a really good relationship with your significant other, with your spouse, you bring a kid into that relationship. Now there's all kinds of other things you got to figure out. Who's going to change the diapers and when, and who's going to be responsible for, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever it is you need to do to have
And it. There, if you have different opinions, like, let's say I want my kid to go to government schools, but you want my kid or our kid to go to private schools,
Oops.
Then you have a conflict of interest there on all kinds of issues, not just schooling. I mean, if
sure.
when parents disagree,
what
who
to feed
wins?
The kid?
Yeah.
What if one parent's a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I can see that there'd be problems, but that's one of the reasons that you you look hard for the right spouse
yes.
and you agree on a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I was talking with my wife about having kids and that kind of thing.
It's come up again now, has it?
I think this was sometime in the past.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, we were...
I know that you've been trying to kind of keep quiet about that, so she doesn't...
I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it
bring
goes.
It up.
It's going to happen. If we stay married, we're going to have kids. and I imagine we're going to stay married. So, anyway, the... what we were talking about...
Will you
about
name
was,
your kid Manwich?
I was going to name him... Thor Stormbringer. I don't know if I'll have a boy or a girl. I would prefer to have a girl. I think they're cuter and nicer.
Oh, but they belong on the top of ambulances.
What? Girls on the top of ambulances?
They're so whiny, little girls. They cry way more than little boys.
Well, the way that goes.
Anyway, what now?
Anyway, we were talking about vaccinations. And I don't really like the idea of vaccinations. I've gotten listener emails saying that I shouldn't discuss this. But
why?
But anyway, I've gotten vaccinations that made me ill. I got a flu vaccination twice. 2 years, one after another, and I was the sickest that I've ever been from those vaccinations.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't know if it was a reaction to the vaccination, to the dead viruses.
Well, of course,
whatever
that's what it was.
But I didn't do well with it. And some, and you know, the cases of autism have been linked, I don't know whether it's empirical studies or whatever, but to the vaccinations.
Mm.
And I just, I'm not a big fan of vaccinations in general.
But, Laura?
Laura's like, she's not so sure about vaccinations either, but one of her friends told her, you should definitely get the whooping cough vaccination. And I'm like, look, if you don't believe in vaccinations, you should definitely not get the whooping cough vaccination. If that's the one, you know, I mean, if that's the most important one, then that's the one you shouldn't get because, you know, that's going to be the most dangerous one.
And really, where are all the whooping cough instances?
I'm sure that there was much more whooping cough before the vaccinations. I'm sure that those vaccinations work 99% of the time.
Probably right. It's just the question is, will your kid be the 1%?
Right. And
or seriously harmed.
You know, at the time when you were, you know, when they were putting out these vaccinations, kids were much more of an asset to the family than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a kid costs as much as a fine Italian sports car. There was a time when you had kids because they were going to help you on the farm or help you with the, you know, earning money and that kind of thing. Now, all you do is dump a $250,000 into them and send them out on their own.
And then they hate you.
And then you dump another $250,000 into them for the next 20 years after that. You know, I mean... So kids aren't the asset that they used to be in
right.
You know, agrarian society.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway,
let's continue. More myths.
Because they are more cautious in entering marital relationships and also have a strong determination to avoid the possibility of divorce, children who grow up in a home broken by divorce tend to have as much success in their own marriages as those from intact homes. So basically, kids of divorce...
They're saying it gives kids who've been through divorce more resolve in their marriages,
right.
Basically?
That's the myth.
Not true, huh?
Right. Marriages of the children of divorced actually have a much higher rate of divorce
really?
Than the marriages of children from intact families. A major reason for this, according to a recent study, is that children learn about marital commitment or permanence by observing their parents. In the children of divorce, the sense of commitment to a lifelong marriage has been undermined.
I see.
Yes. Number 8. Following divorce, the children involved are better off in step-families than in single-parent homes.
Hmm.
The evidence suggests that step-families are no improvement over single-parent families, even though typically income levels are higher and there's a father figure in the home. Step-families tend to have their own set of problems, including interpersonal conflicts with new parent figures.
Yeah, the kids resenting stepdad or stepmom.
And a high risk of family breakup.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments on the divorce myths, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you can do that as well. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live, toll-free for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
I'm Dr. Bill Diggle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it's yours if you want to take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Wrapping up the top 10 myths about divorce. And I presume it's American divorce is what we're talking about here. It's Rutgers University reporting. If you've missed the first 8 myths, you can listen to our archives later tonight at freetalklive.com. Let's wrap these up.
All the footnotes seem to be from American written books and that kind of thing. Number 9, being very unhappy at certain points in a marriage is a good sign the marriage will eventually end in divorce.
Oh, that seems silly.
Yeah, that's a myth. All marriages have their ups and downs. Recent research using a large national sample found that 86% of people who were unhappily married in the late 80s and stayed with the marriage indicated when interviewed 5 years later that they were happier. Indeed, 3/5 of the formerly unhappy married couples rated their marriages either very happy or quite happy.
Great.
So, worked out. Sometimes you just got to stick with it.
Or number 10.
Number 10, whichever. Number 1, whichever. It is usually men who initiate divorce proceedings.
Mm.
2/3 of all divorces are initiated by women.
That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I just speaking with women at work and mostly at work, people I've known that have been married, usually they talk about how their husband just wasn't what he thought they were going to be and they divorce him. I don't know. I guess I just haven't spoken to a lot of men, but for some reason I've always just thought that women initiated divorce.
How much do you think a factor is the gold digger factor as well?
Somewhat, I'm sure. I'm sure that some
what they
women,
were expecting to get more money or they just want to get the money and
well,
run.
It depends on your situation, but some women can really bank on divorce.
Exactly. So, you know, the idea being that they,
I don't think
they
it's most can really bank on divorce unless they
all?
Have, you know, kids. Kids certainly make it easier to make money on divorce, and being in California helps. but Most states are much closer to a fair when it comes to divorce proceedings.
So two-thirds of marriages, or two-thirds of divorces, rather,
are initiated
by women,
yes,
for whatever reason.
One recent study found that many of the reasons for this have to do with the nature of our divorce laws. For example, in most states, women have a good chance of receiving custody of their children.
Mm-hmm.
Because women are more strongly want to keep their children with them. In states where there is a presumption of shared custody with the husband, the percentage of women who initiate divorces is much lower.
How interesting.
Mm.
So they're also using the government system to their benefit.
Well, everybody wants to keep their kids,
mm-hmm.
But I think women are probably, they're the women, right? They want to nurture more, and they want to keep their kids with them more, so, you know, those issues are strong.
And, of course, a lot of women who have children, I mean, they feel like they gave birth to the child, and they breastfed the child, so they
probably
should be able to keep the child. And, I mean, can you argue with that?
Well, you could if the dad is of a better character and,
that's true.
You know, isn't a drug addict or whatever. I mean,
I worked with a guy who told me that he got married very young, and his wife wanted a baby really bad, mm-hmm. and so they finally had a baby, and she left about 6 months after the kid was born. She just said, oh, this isn't for me. And then she came back at when he was 12 years old or 15 years old, and she wanted to take custody of him, and her parents actually testified against her.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. I think it should be start out on a fair field, it seems to me. If the father wants to, you know, be a dual caretaker, that seems like it should be fair. Now, I mean, character, I think, should definitely come into these equations, and, you know, it just doesn't seem fair to me that you would naturally say, well, the woman should keep them.
1-800-259-9231. Yes, Mark?
The rate of, let's see, also the higher rate of women initiators is probably due to the fact that men are more likely to be badly behaved. Husbands, for example, are more likely than wives to have problems with drinking, drug abuse, and infidelity.
Really? I don't know about
infidelity,
that.
Infidelity, it's just not true. I've seen statistics in other directions. I think that infidelity is something that's shared by both sexes.
Also, they're going by statistics.
I don't know about drinking and drug abuse.
They're going by statistics to make that claim. And you remember, it was a couple years ago on this show, we did a pretty iconoclastic, I think, show about how it's actually the case that women are more abusive in the household than men are. It's just that the statistics don't bear it out because men are embarrassed about calling the police or calling, you know, whoever they need to report such a
and men
such an abuse.
Are better at doling out abuse if they decide to do such a thing.
As far as they do more damage?
Right, sure. They have more upper body strength.
Well, I mean, okay, that may be the case, but then again, there's also the factor where women, men won't actually return the strikes
right.
against their women. They'll just allow themselves to be beaten.
I would just, I would go someplace, I'd go spend the night in a motel, and then if it happened three times, I'm out of there.
Right, but would you call the police on her?
No, I wouldn't call the police on most people. If you hit me, I wouldn't call the police.
I understand that, Mark, but that's my point. Exactly. Most men don't call the police when their wife or their girlfriend attacks them for whatever reason. And women, on the other hand, will call the police. And so that's why the statistics are much higher as far as men attacking women, when in fact it seems to be the case that women are more likely to be violent than men are.
It kind of bugs me a little bit because it sort of adds to the victim mentality. And when I was growing up, my parents were always way more strict on everything, but especially dating. You know, they never cared who my brother was dating, but they always cared who I was dating. They were always all up in my business, and I was always the more responsible one. And it was sort of that, well, you're a girl, so you could be hurt. And it just always really bugged me. And I think that just adds to that victim mentality.
You know, I shudder to think that you were more responsible than your brother.
I was and still am way more responsible than my brother.
Well, you know, it's just parents deal with their male and female children differently, and I'm not saying that's fair or not. I mean, there's differences in the sexes, and you know that's going to happen. I was just talking to a client on the phone today, and you know, he used different terminology than what I'm going to use here, but he has a little girl, 2.5, and he's having another one. Sydney would
okay.
be her name. Anyway,
as though that matters.
Well, anyway. It does matter to the little girl. She's going to need to
go
have
on.
One of those names. He has a little boy who's about the same age as his older daughter, whose name I do not know.
Okay.
And he said, hey, you know, I'm only going to have to worry about one little boy. You're going to have to worry about thousands of them. You know, he's actually said, reference to male sexual organs instead. But
You meaning...
Well, when they get to be dating age.
You, if you have a girl.
Right, not me. He was talking to the client that has the girl child.
You said to him that he's going to...
I didn't say any of this. He was relaying a story, discussion with a friend of his.
Oh, okay.
Has
I missed that part.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes, you were looking at those blinking boxes back there, making sure their audio sounded good.
Let's go to the phones and talk to, I believe it is, Frieden in Sweden.
Yes. Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
It's Frieden?
Yes.
Are you on a speakerphone, Frieden?
No, it's Frederick calling from Sweden.
Frederick calling from Sweden. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, but it's...
Can you remove the speakerphone, because it's awful?
Okay. Is it very awful?
We'll tolerate it. If you just want to get your point out, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to ask, why do you Americans always go down to New Jersey?
Why do Americans always go down to New York City?
No, why do you talk down to people from New Jersey?
Oh, New Jersey. Well, it's the garbage state, first and foremost. And secondly, there's just a lot of corruption. It's not the people in New Jersey that are the problem. It's the government that's the problem. Of course, one could make the claim that, well, the people get the government they deserve. And so if the people really didn't want all the corrupt government, then they could do something about it. But they inevitably don't do it. New Jersey is just one of the most corrupt of the United States.
Okay, because it seems like... in every movie I watch or every television show or whatever, they always reference New Jersey.
From what I'm told, there are some very nice parts of New Jersey, some pretty parts of New Jersey, but I've never seen them.
I know a lot of people like to live in New Jersey so that they're close to New York City, but they don't actually live in New York.
Right. And gun control is very strict in New Jersey as well.
You know, I'm sure that it's a phenomenon for you that every place has its sort of its place that it puts down.
Right.
Florida, it's Georgia. For Illinois, it's Indiana. For Sweden, I think it's Finland. Every place has got its place it doesn't like. And New York City's the center of the universe. So therefore, the place it puts down just gets more press.
Is New Jersey. There you go. Thanks for the call, Frederick. 800-259-9231. And Newark is really awful, and so is North Bergen. Those are the two places I've been. Just terrible places. More on the way. You can take control. Almost got killed. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going and buying some products in our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and get yourself on the pre-order phase of a bunch of our really cool brand new items, like the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's limited edition. 100 of these is all we're going to sell. So if you want to get on board with that, you probably should do it sooner rather than later before they sell out. It's 2-gigabyte MP3 player, flash drive, voice recorder, and FM tuner all in one. And it's less than $60. So get over there and grab that up, as well as some of our new clothing, like the Free Talk Live hoodie. I know you said, Julia, that you want to get one of those.
I want one of those.
The Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt. We've got two different styles of hoodies, by the way, and different colors on some of these things also. The Free Talk Live Free Marketeer t-shirt, which was in high demand. Also, the lighter bottle opener combo and the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap. All of those items, plus all of our older items, all available to you. Store.freetalklive.com. And Johnson, who is our store manager, has told me that people are getting antsy yet again. You know, we introduce these products as pre-order because it's a little store.
We want our stuff.
We don't have millions of dollars to invest in product in advance. So we
speak
have to,
for yourself.
We have to take as many pre-orders as we possibly can. I just cut a check to help fund the store today. So the money is on the way down there, and the products will be ordered shortly. So I would guess you'll probably have them in hand, hopefully, sometime by the start of the summer. So, 800-259-9231, go shopping at store.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to Ed in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ed.
Folks.
Hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
Well, gee whiz, I just tuned in and I heard Julia mentioning before about being treated differently, you know, dating with her parents and so forth than her brother.
Yes.
And, golly, my father used to say to me, he would say, you know, there's a difference between, you know, having a son or a daughter. And, you know, with a son, you only have to worry about one thing, and with a daughter, you have to worry about everybody else's thing.
Isn't that essentially a recap of what Mark said last
time? I think you might have missed that joke, but I think
gosh, I did. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, you know,
it's good, though.
I'm on a computer, and by gosh, there's about a 10-minute lag, apparently.
Is it 10 minutes? I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know, but there's a lag, so I
yeah, there's usually about a minute-long lag, but that's all right. So, did you have any other comments?
Well, other than a great show, and hopefully one of these days I will actually become an amplifier.
Whenever it's right for you, Ed. Thank you for the time. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That is the toll free number. So coming up here, we're still going to talk about pretty pills. I don't know if we're going to be able to fit in the Ron Paul story, but let's talk about FEMA right now because it's happened again. We told you the story a couple of years ago, almost 2 years ago now. I think it's about a year and a half since the hurricanes Katrina and Rita ravaged the Gulf Coast area of Mississippi and New Orleans and Louisiana. And it was a tragic situation where a lot of people lost their lives, and there was a lot of government mismanagement, a lot of government, federal government bumbling. Of course, the most, I think probably the most famous stories, some of them, let's see, Walmart having their trucks turned around, trucks full of water and ice turned around and refused by FEMA, because, well, we're FEMA, and we're in charge, we don't need any of your help. Of course, people were starving and dying of thirst. They turned away Walmart's trucks. And then there were all kinds of stories about just bureaucratic mismanagement, doctors that were not able to operate on patients because they hadn't filled out the proper paperwork yet with FEMA, hadn't, you know, jumped through the bureaucratic hoops. I mean, it was just story after story. And then, of course, the debacles with the trailers and the ice and the water being sent to the wrong places, because FEMA had their own ice and water, but they sent trucks up to Maine for some reason. It was just a mess. And then there was the story about gun confiscation, which was, to me, I think, one of the most chilling aspects of the entire Hurricane Katrina aftermath, was that there were National Guardsmen and California Highway Patrolmen in Louisiana. They'd come all the way out from California to help, which, well, what they were doing was they were helping disarm the populace. So you're in this situation where you've got a ravaged, just desolate place where there's most of the law-abiding people have left, and there are certain people who've stayed behind to protect their homes and that sort of thing. It's them and a criminal element, and then the government as well. Those were pretty much the only groups that were left. And so if you've got criminals roaming the streets, robbing people's homes while people aren't there, you want to protect yourself. You want to have a weapon at your disposal. But apparently government didn't want that to be the case. So they went house to house and took people's guns.
Did they ask for them? Or did they look at registries to see who had guns, or at least who had registered guns?
I don't know.
Now, why would they ask? I mean, we're here collecting guns.
Well, do you have any weapons in the house? Could you please turn over the weapons? I imagine a lot of people would honestly give their weapons to the police.
Sure they did. I
don't even think they should be asking for them.
I agree they shouldn't be asking for them. Right. I was just curious how they went about doing it.
Of course they're going to ask. They want to appear as though they're not a violent band of thugs enforcing their will on an innocent populace, and if you ask, then it seems to be voluntary. But then there was this one lady that had a pistol that the cops tackled her. I saw video footage of it. An older lady had a pistol, and one cop rushed her. And she wasn't pointing it at the cops or anything like that, but they forcibly removed it from her hands because she didn't want to give it up. Anyway, now it's happened again. According to Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us, on May 4th, an F5 tornado wiped out the town of Greensburg, Kansas, almost entirely from the map. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, along with the National Guard and local police from all over Kansas, then systematically kept out relief workers while they went from house to house disarming the residents. One bit of good news, though, is that some left-leaning anarchist types are beginning to understand the importance of ordinary citizens having firearms to defend themselves from government, a right guaranteed by the Second Amendment. On May 12th, Dave Strano and three other members of Kansas Mutual Aid, an anarcho-communist organization based in Lawrence, traveled to Greensburg to find out what was happening on the ground and to try to assist with relief efforts. They learned a week after the tornado, FEMA had finally began allowing relief workers into the area. A week afterward. Long after they had disarmed everyone in the city that they could, bungled initial relief efforts, and established a virtually complete police state. This is the excerpt from Dave Strano, who was actually on the ground. He says, "We intended to analyze the situation and assess how our organization could help from Lawrence. If long-term physical aid was needed from us, we had to make contacts within the local populace that could offer a place to set up base camp. We also intended to find out what happened to the prisoners in the county jail during and after the storm, and what the current procedure for those being arrested was. In a highly militarized city, the police and military were the biggest threat to personal safety. After a short while, we met with several people evacuating belongings from their home. They told us that FEMA had been there for a week, and that all FEMA could offer them was a packet of information. The packet, however, had been mailed to the recipients, and they had no mailing address.
No mailboxes.
Right. Their house had been destroyed, and their mailbox was probably in the next county."
God.
FEMA's mission was to safeguard the property of the businesses in the area and offer low-interest loans to property owners affected. The National Guard was on hand, along with local police, to act as the enforcement mechanism for FEMA while occasionally hauling debris and garbage out of the city. In the immediate recovery after the storm, FEMA and local police not only worked to find survivors and the dead, but also any firearms in the city. As you pass by houses in Greensburg, you'll notice that some are spray-painted with how many weapons were recovered from the home. They are going into people's homes and taking guns.
And advertising that they've gotten them, like kills on the side of a fighter
yep.
jet.
What else are they taking when they're in people's homes? Because this is also footage that we saw from the New Orleans area, was police entering homes that were just, you know, the doors were unlocked for whatever reason, the glass had been smashed out. The police would enter the home and then poke around. They'd walk through people's houses. And I understand the excuse is that they're looking for survivors, but they're also looking for guns.
Who knows what else?
It's Central Kansas, a region with extremely high legal gun ownership. Of the over 350 firearms confiscated by police immediately after the storm, only a third have been returned to their owners. FEMA and the police have systematically disarmed the local population, leaving the firepower squarely in control of the state. FEMA's top priority going in was clear, this back to Homeland Stupidity, was not to help the people, but to establish control and to cow the population. These, of course, are the same things they did during Hurricane Katrina, just with more disastrous results in that part. It's time to get rid of FEMA, along with it, any federal government responsibility for disaster response. Ordinary people and businesses acting on their own and collaborating have already proven they can respond to a disaster much more effectively than government force ever could. It's a fact. You know, these guys that these guys that went into Kansas wanted to go in a week beforehand. Whenever a disaster strikes, there are people from all over the area and even from outside of the area and surrounding states.
People come from 1,000 miles away.
Yep, that mobilize. They don't know who the people are in the town that has been affected. They just want to come there and find out what they can do to assist, whether it be go and fetch ice or help people clear debris from their yard. They just want to go and help. But they're turned around every single time by the governments that are supposed to be so-called protecting people. It is outrageous. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.